David again brought together all the able young men of Israel, 30,000. He and all his men went to Bala in Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark. 2 Samuel 6, verses 1 through 3. This is the setting of Luca Giordano's painting, David taking the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Like many other paintings during the early modern period, this piece is set during a significant biblical event, often dramatized to incite the author's tone and mood to the viewer's experience. In this painting, we can see the story that takes place in the Bible are depictions of 2 Samuel 6. In this passage, David and his entourage of 30,000 Israelite men take the Ark of the Covenant from its current residence in Judah to the new capital of Israel, Jerusalem. The narrative tone in the Bible also gives us a very joyous and cheerful Israelite people, with the shouting of crowds and the blowing of trumpets rampant throughout the prosperous city. The Israelite people finally have the Holy Ark of the Lord brought to their new capital. This mood of the passage does not seem to be the case, at least in my own eyes, of the mood in Giordano's oil on canvas artwork. In his painting, we see a contrast in value of God and his angels opposing the murky facade on the outskirts of Jerusalem. It does not seem to be placid of whether the Israelite people are shouting and cheering or hiding in fear of the Lord or David. Look closely at the bottom row. The majority of the people that were presumed to be celebrating in the biblical narrative are conversing with each other, some hiding behind a rock. Even the man in the bottom left corner just trying to get a glimpse of the men with the ark, or possibly even God himself. Observing the painting more intently, you can notice that the Israelites are either looking away or peering up in the direction of the Lord above the ark, showing that the God above the ark is visible to the Israelites. Some evidence for this is the priest kneeling while looking up in front of the ark, David sitting down and looking in the direction above the ark where God resides, and two men carrying the ark while also looking directly above them. These are just a few of the apparent clues of why God appears to be visible to the Israelites in this depiction, which puts a twist on the primary biblical storyline. Giordano paints emphasis on the figure of God, outlining the movement of the ark in the painting while also creating an offset proportion of light and dark from the luminescence of the Lord. Giordano's method of painting sheds light on the relationship of God and the Israelites, in which he is feared and worshipped. As Philippians 4:8 tells us, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." This is Braden Banglin, Southwest Bulldog patron and art critic, signing off.